And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Previously on Doomsday Warrior.
Ready? Detroit, blow it.
Cave in!
Everybody fall back! Fall back!
Hello, Rona. What's wrong?
I love you. I don't care if you love Kim, too. As long as you want me, I'll be yours.
Kilov has seized 5 truck-mounted cruise missiles from an arsenal in Idaho sector.
I can send you a technician, Sharansky, with a tracking device that can follow Kilov's trail on the ground.
That's him coming down.
Hey, look at him kicking his little legs.
He's so fat. He looks like a wiggly little marshmallow.
Now, I volunteered for this mission. I hope you understand there will be no failure on your part, Roxanne, to help me deactivate the missiles.
Death! Megadeth! For Century City!
Plotting commence intercept course on missile. Radar screen vector 8.
Received.
Fire all weapons.
Not yet. You're not getting to me yet. Canteen's empty. Of course. That's right, I ran out 2 days ago. Listen, Vulture. I've been frozen, half drowned. My shoulder was practically bitten off by a wolf. I've been shot at. Buried under an avalanche, fought a goddamn robot, then took out an antimatter missile, and rode out the explosion in a ruined jet. 3 days in the desert isn't gonna kill me. Maybe 4 days would kill me. Shut up!
Ted Roxon, symbol of freedom and American resistance to Soviet rule, walked through the Utah desert in a sealskin parka. He dared not take it off. It was his only protection from the white-hot sun, not to mention the 20-degree below zero nights. But now, in March of the year 2092, Ted Roxon faced death. Death not from a Russian gun or a mutated beast of a nuke-ravaged United States, but from dehydration. Though his mutant physiology prevented too much water from being lost from sweating, his limbs were tingling, his eyes were sunken in, and he was seeing specks. He knew he was running on empty, and there wasn't anything around to help him.
Wait, isn't that... Yes!
He spotted a long, sinewy green rope winding down from a sandy hillock. It would be a root of some kind that might secure a plant to the shifting sands. After a minute, he reached the top of the sandy hill and saw a squat, cabbage-like plant of the desert, the bloodfruit plant. At the core of the odd, spiky plant's curled leaves was a bitter but nutritious fruit.
You see this? This fruit's gonna keep me alive. You're not eating tonight.
He ate of the thick pulp, cutting the remainder into narrow strips that he tied to his belt for eating later. Refreshed, he walked onward. The sky...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?